This is Charlie Rose.
I was on vacation earlier this week when the Iranian government said yes to a request for an interview with President Ahmadinejad in anticipation of his visit to the United Nations. They said it has to happen in the next 10 days, and it has to happen in Tehran. So I interrupted my vacation in France, went to the Iranian embassy in Paris, got a visa, met my producers at Charles de Gaulle Airport, and headed for Tehran. We landed at 9:30 p.m., and then it got interesting. My producer with an Indian passport sailed through customs. Two other producers and I were taken from the line and told, "Follow me." 2 hours later, after fingerprinting and questions, we were cleared. Their explanation was that we were Americans, and American customs often held Iranian diplomats in a similar manner. It is, in some ways, a little insight into American-Iranian relations. Finally, we get to the hotel after midnight for a scheduled interview with the president the next morning at 11. Yesterday, we went to the presidential office, and they say the interview will be for an hour, something he rarely does, and it will start an hour earlier at 10. At 10:30, the president arrives. This is my third interview with an Iranian president, my first with President Khatami in New York in 2001.
I want to say that there is no problem between the nation of Iran and the nation of America. We respect the people of America. I also believe that Americans also respect Iranians. And we have seen cases of that in our people-to-people exchanges, in our cultural and sport exchanges. Differences are in political issues and in some historical areas should not overshadow the genuine feeling of nations towards each other.
My second in September 2007 with President Ahmadinejad during his visit to the UN.
Even with European countries, they're very good partners of ours. We have comprehensive economic agreements with them, over $100 billion contracts annually with Europe alone. So where is the problem? We could have the same with the United States. It's the United States that sanctioned itself against us, I would say.
And now the third with President Ahmadinejad in Tehran. He was elected president in 2005 and will probably seek re-election in 2009. His opposition may include the former President Khatami, a reformist, and his successors may have Tehran, Mohammed Baga Kalabaf, a conservative. This country is an extraordinary place with a magnificent Persian cultural history. Think Persepolis. It is a country with enormous resources, both human and natural. Think oil and gas, filmmakers and scholars. It has a strategic location in a vital area. Think borders with Armenia, Azerbaijan, Turkmenistan, Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, as well as the Caspian Sea and the Persian Gulf and the Straits of Hormuz. It has its own revolution and supports others. Think Hezbollah and Hamas. Many believe it has a program to acquire nuclear energy and wants nuclear weapons. It has a government whose principal powers is with the supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who succeeded Ayatollah Khamenei, whose Islamic Revolution 1979 overthrew the Shah, the leader America put in power and supported. And now it has Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. No leader in the world is more controversial, mostly because of his rhetoric, which has been inflammatory, about the reality of the Holocaust and removing the state of Israel. Other Iranian leaders have come forward to oppose President Ahmadinejad on those points. Those subjects and issues of human and civil rights were cited by Columbia University President Lee Bollinger in a widely reported attack after inviting the president to come to Columbia to talk.
Frankly, and in all candor, Mr. President, I doubt that you will have the intellectual courage to answer these questions. But your avoiding them will in itself be meaningful to us. I do expect you to exhibit the fanatical mindset that characterizes so much of what you say and do.
In Iran, tradition requires that when we demand a person to invite as a to be a speaker, we actually respect our students and the professors by allowing them to make their own judgment. And we don't think it's necessary before the speech is even given to come in with a series of claims and to attempt in a so-called manner to provide vaccination of some sort to our students and our faculty. I think The text read by the dear gentleman here, more than addressing me, was an insult to information and the knowledge of the audience here.
Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is 51, married with two sons and a daughter. He has a doctorate in civil engineering and served in the Iran-Iraq War. He entered politics in the 80s and was elected mayor of Tehran in 2003. In 2005, he was elected president of the Islamic Republic of Iran, running on a platform of economic populism and rolling back reforms. He's expected to run for re-election in 2009. He has been a subject of many previous interviews with the same questions and the same answers.
You are very good at filibustering. You still have not answered the question. You still have not answered the question. Israel must be wiped off the map. Why?
Well, don't be hasty, sir. I'm going
I'm
to get
hasty.
To this. I think that the Israeli government is a fabricated government.
Fabricated following the Holocaust, which he has said may also have been fabricated.
Last December, you said this: the Europeans created a myth, the Holocaust. A myth?
What I did say was that if this is a reality, if this is real, where did it take place?
In Germany.
His rhetoric is abhorrent, but it may serve his domestic political interest. On the other hand, it may not serve his purposes as expected. His successor, Mayor of Tehran, has said of Ahmadinejad, one can talk to the world in much better ways. Iran is, for all the reasons we noted, a very important state. So when the invitation came, we went to Iran not to have him restate old views, but to see him in his natural environment and find out what he thinks about the big issues of our time, what Iran wants and what the dialogue ought to be about. We began by talking about today's crisis between Russia and Georgia and the implications of it. Mr. President, thank you for the opportunity to come to Iran in the capital city of Tehran and talk to you about important issues of our time.
Most welcome.
Let me take some contemporary issues that are important to speak to. Russia and Georgia. Do you believe the Russians were correct? Or do you believe the NATO countries that it was not appropriate and should be resisted?
We believe that the security of nations and their interests should not be sacrificed for the rivalries among and between the big powers. We think issues and problems can be resolved through dialogue. At present time, there is a sharp rivalry between the West and the East. And some countries have become the arena for these rivalries. We believe that the government of Georgia could have done much better. They should not have resolved their domestic problems and the problems and issues they have with their neighbors through military means. We believe they could have done a better job. They could have managed their affairs much better so we would not have any conflict and confrontation. A government should respect the entire people and also should respect their neighbors.
Did they go too far?
I don't want to approve what the Russians did, but it was in the hands of the Georgians. They should not have started this confrontation. When the confrontation starts, then the one that starts cannot control the consequences.
But Russian troops should not be in Georgia.
That's easy.
Yes. Between two brothers, even two brothers may have some differences and disputes. But one way or the other, they find a way to live together. I believe that the countries of the region can manage their own affairs. And the presence of NATO and the positions that they have taken will not improve the situation. We have to move these conditions and the situation toward peaceful conditions. And the war of wars does not serve the interests of any country, particularly Georgia. Georgia will be the first victim. The way that they have chosen is a wrong way. I believe the countries of the region can bring peace between Russia and Georgia without NATO. NATO will not help resolve the problem.
Afghanistan. We're now talking about your neighborhood. You have borders. You have had conflict with the Taliban before, yes? Your government has had conflict with the Taliban.
It was not a very extensive conflict between Iran and Taliban, but principally speaking, we reject violent ways and violent means for the resolution of problems between the nations and international issues. It's not a good way.
Do you support the resurgence of the Taliban?
No, we say that we should allow the people of Afghanistan themselves to take charge of their destiny and to solve their own problems, and different national ethnic groups in Afghanistan live in peace. We don't prefer any ethnic community over the other.
You support the Karzai government?
We support the political process in Afghanistan. We believe that there should be election. People should have a right to choose the candidates, anyone who gets more votes. And we have good relations with Mr. Karzai. And we consider Mr. Karzai as a legal president of Afghanistan.
Were you part of the bond agreement?
We helped. We contributed to the reconstruction of Afghanistan. As I said earlier, we support the political process in Afghanistan.
Do you believe the Taliban supports the political process?
It depends on the conditions and the issues. We should see that the forces that they have come to Afghanistan, what they are doing there. We believe that if they do not intervene from outside in Afghanistan, the people of Afghanistan can live together. They have lived together for hundreds of years. And the people of Afghanistan have always been the victim of the foreign interventions.
So what would happen in Afghanistan if NATO wasn't there? Taliban would win.
There are a number of points that I would like to mention here. Hundreds of years the people of Afghanistan lived together, and there was no NATO in Afghanistan. And they were able to solve the problems by themselves.
The people of Afghanistan today are the victims
of the competition and the rivalries between the big powers.
Do you want to see the Taliban victorious in Afghanistan?
No.
Your question is a diversionary question. Why you want to say that Afghanistan equals Taliban? That's not the case. There are tens of groups and communities in Afghanistan. One group is Taliban. And if we were going to help the people of Afghanistan, we should bring these groups together, manage them, bring peace among them, and there is law, and we should enforce the law. And I ask you this, what is the agenda of NATO in Afghanistan? How long are they going to stay there? What is their agenda for the security of Afghanistan, for the narcotic production? Because people are being killed daily. When are they going to end their presence in Afghanistan?
You want to see NATO leave Afghanistan?
Yes, with a certain time frame.
Let's go to Iraq, because time frame is a relevant question in Iraq. What kind of time frame do you think would be appropriate in Iraq? And how do you see the circumstance in Iraq today?
We believe the government of Iraq can accept and bring
law and order and security to the country.
This depends on the government of Iraq. اما شرایط عراق در مجموع
نسبت به سالهای گذشته
بهتر است. هر مقدار دولت عراق
برای اینکه مردم دولت عراق مسئولیت ها رو به عهده داره میگیره، همین دولتی که دولت آقای بوش میخواست سال گذشته رو سرنگون بکنه و ما دفاع کردیم از این دولت.
That government in Iraq.
The U.S. government supports the Maliki government.
Now, yes.
A fellow Shia government.
ببینید ما تو منطقه‌مون مرزبندی به نام شیعه سنی و غیره نداریم.
این
یه مسائلی است که طی صدها سال تو زندگی مردم حل
شده.
دولت عراق دولت عراق
است.
نماینده همه عراق. ملت عراق یک ملت
است.
برای ما شیعه سنی کرد همه محترم
هست.
و در چارچوب سیاسی عراق حق انتخاب دارند.
Within the political framework of Iraq, they have a right to choose.
ما فکر می‌کنیم
the Maliki government wants the United States in Iraq today. The Maliki government that you support wants the United States today. Agreed, they want a timetable, but they're not asking them to leave today.
آقای
مالکی به صراحت
گفت مالکی has said very openly that United States should give us a time to should accept the timetable for the withdrawal and should leave Iraq. And this is something that has been openly and explicitly stated by Prime Minister Maliki. I tell you, sir, that
در ملت عراق
the people of Iraq, you don't even find one person that would be happy to have the American forces continue their presence in Iraq.
But
some of them, because of the present existing conditions, they accept the timetable for the withdrawal, for the exit of U.S. forces, because America prevails there, and they have armed certain groups, and they're carrying out certain functions of the government of Iraq, and within a time frame, they should delegate, transfer this authority to the government of Iraq.
Why don't your government and the American government have the same interest in Iraq, a stable, independent government able to defend and take care of itself?
I want to ask you a very more important, more fundamental question.
Why the U.S. government
should have interest within Iraq?
The
circle of the national interest of the United States, where is it?
بله برای ما یک کشور یک پارچه مستقل عراق
independent, united Iraq with its territorial integrity kept, with security prevailing, is to our interest because we are neighbor with Iraq.
1,500
kilometers of common borders with Iraq.
Millions
travels to each other to Iraq and Iran. We are part of the same family. We are related to each other. We have intermarriages between Iranians and Iraqis. We travel to each other's countries.
Many Iraqis have Iranian identification, national identification.
Or Iranians, the same way. We are part of the same family.
But the U.S.,
American army, what are they doing? What interests are they looking for?
Mr. President, with respect, there seems to be a developing consensus about the United States leaving Iraq in conversations between Maliki and the American government and other governments. You have an interest also in Pakistan. What I'm trying to understand from you is what is the Iranian view of the region? What do you want? What are your objectives for the region? What influence should Iran have?
Iran is a big country, is an important country, is a powerful country with a history, 70,000 years of history, with extensive cultural influence in the region.
With
all the nations of the region, we are good friends, and we have common destiny, we have common faith.
بسیاری از سنت‌های ما مشترک است. ما علاقه‌مندیم تمام کشورهای همسایه ما یک پارچه مستقل، پیشرفته و در امنیت کامل باشند. این به نفع هم است. هم به نفع ما هم به نفع اونها.
All nations in the region.
تمام
ملت‌های منطقه.
Yes, all nations of the region.
Were you happy to see President Musharraf resign?
اینا مسائل داخلی پاکستان.
These are internal issues of Pakistan.
اونا قانون دارن.
They have the law.
طبق قانون کشورشون اداره می‌کنن.
And they manage their country according to their laws.
مهم برای ما استقلال و امنیت و پیشرفت پاکستان.
What is important to us is the independence and the progress.
ممکنه کسایی نظرات شخصی داشته
باشن
به خاطر ارتباطات شخصی،
because of their personal relationships.
اما سیاست ما اینه که در پاکستان استقرار و امنیت و
برادری باشه
و روند دموکراسی طی بشه.
And the democratic process continue in Pakistan.
اما پاکستان دوست و برادری.
We are friends and brothers with Pakistan.
So was General Musharraf's resignation helpful to that?
من فکر میکنم یه اقدام عاقلانه ای بود. ایشون به خاطر امنیت کشورش کنار رفت. و این به نفع ترکیه پاکستان
بود.
ایران can play a constructive role.
الان هم همین کارو
میکنیم. Yes, we are playing a constructive role. We are doing that.
منظورتون از سازندگی؟
What do you mean by constructive role?
Well, that's what you tell me.
این دیدگاه ما خیلی سازنده.
This is the policy position that we have taken is very constructive.
همه ملت‌ها یک پارچه
مستقل. All nations of the region should be independent, their territorial integrity to be kept and progressive and live in brotherhood and
fraternal
and regional cooperation, a constructive regional cooperation. We like to see that.
I'm not sure there's new ground to go plow with respect to nuclear weapons. Help me understand this. For Iran to have nuclear weapons, it's against your religion to have nuclear weapons.
If we have any kind of weapons and armaments, it's only for our defense. They are conventional weapons.
If we want
nuclear disarmament, all countries to be nuclearly disarmed.
خلاف
and we consider that to be against humanity.
a principles of humanity to manufacture nuclear weapons, microbial, biological weapons, chemical weapons. We oppose that as strongly.
And this is a matter article of faith for us.
So you are saying that it is against humanity for the Soviet Union to have nuclear weapons. It's against humanity for the Chinese People's Republic of China to have nuclear weapons. It's against humanity for the Pakistani government to have nuclear weapons. It's against humanity for the Israeli government to have nuclear weapons. It's against humanity for the Indian government to have nuclear weapons. It's against humanity for the British government to have nuclear weapons. It's against humanity for the French government. And it's against humanity for the Iranian government to want nuclear weapons.
Yes. ما
موازمون
خیلی روشنه. ما اگر یک کاری رو درست بدونیم برای همه درست میدونیم. اگر یک کاری رو غلط بدونیم برای همه غلط
است. So if other people do it, you have a right to do it.
مطلقا.
No, absolutely not.
ما برای اینکه دیدگاه روشنی داریم.
Because our position, our attitude, and outlook is very clear.
حل مسئله هسته‌ای بمب هسته‌ای با بمب هسته‌ای نیست.
You cannot solve the nuclear bomb with a nuclear bomb. The problem of nuclear bomb with another nuclear bomb.
راه حل انسانی، فرهنگی و سیاسی.
The solution should be humanitarian, political, and cultural solution.
همین چیزی که ما الان داریم انجام میدیم.
As we are doing now.
ما فکر می‌کنیم دیگه سلاح هسته‌ای فایده‌ای نداره.
We believe that a nuclear weapon has no use.
هر کس سلاح هسته‌ای داشته باشه براش برتری سیاسی ایجاد نمی‌کنه. قابل استفاده نیست الان. کی و کجا می‌خواد استفاده کنه؟ کی می‌خواد کجا استفاده کنه؟ تمام شده. دوران سلاح تمام شده.
Why can't you convince the IAEA? Why can't you convince the International Atomic Energy Agency that that is the truth and the reality and the passionate belief of Iran, so that they seek sanctions in the United Nations?
آقای روز، هر کس میدونه، شما که میدونید.
You know better than others. If any other people don't know,
ما با آژانس
که
مشکلی نداریم.
We don't have any problem with IAEA.
آژانس تحت فشار قدرت‌هایی است که سلاح هسته‌ای داره.
Under the pressure of the nuclear power states.
کسایی که خودشون دارن.
Those have the nuclear powers.
The United Nations.
تحت فشار.
It's an arm of the United Nations.
No, the IAEA is under pressure. Allow me, sir.
نماینده آمریکا به شدت فشار میاره.
The representative of the United States puts a لot of pressure on them.
با این حال آژانس 12 بار agency
nevertheless in their official documents the agency has shown has stated clearly 12 times that they have seen no diversion in nuclear activities.
دیگه چه کار باید بکنه؟
What should they do? What else can they do?
سوال ما اینه.
My question to is this.
آژانس برای خلع سلاح قدرت‌های هسته‌ای چه کرده؟
What has they done for the disarmament of the nuclear power states?
اونایی که دارن خطرناک‌ترن یا اونایی که ندارن؟
Those who have the nuclear powers, are they more dangerous than those who do not have?
اینایی که دارن باید خلع سلاح بشن.
Those who have the nuclear weapons should be disarmed.
شما چه کاری کردید برای خلع سلاح؟
What they have they done to disarm those that have nuclear weapons?
ما که سند داریم از آژانس.
We have evidence documents.
12 سند.
From the IAEA, 12 documents.
که اعلام کرده است هیچ انحرافی مشاهده نشده.
That they have stated clearly they have seen no diversion.
هیچ سندی وجود ندارد.
They also say that you not have given them all. They say the IAEA says your government hasn't given them all the information they need. You do not give them the information.
You know, it is very clear to you, Mr. Rez, I think.
برای شما که روشنه.
It is very clear to you.
من تعجب میکنم.
I'm really surprised.
چرا آژانس یک گزارش بمب‌های اتمی آمریکا
صادر نمی‌کنه؟ Issue a report on nuclear bombs of the United States.
این روش یعنی تا 100 سال دیگه هم نتیجه نمی‌ده.
This means that for hundreds of years to come, we do not achieve any result.
They should be United States, Russia, China, Britain, France, India, Pakistan.
از بقیه
yes,
انگلیس هم میگم فرانسه هم میگم دیگران هم میگم
فرقی
نکنه
no
همه
friend, China,
من میگم همه
فرانسه
بیشتر از هم
فرانسه more than that more than
همه
all of
France,
ما اساسا با این سلام
مخالفیم fundamentally speaking we oppose nuclear weapons.
تا آژانس هیچ ماموریتی نداره برای خلاص
IAEA doesn't have any mission to disarm the nuclear weapon states. What have they done?
سلاح‌های نسل پنجم هم ساخته
شده. And they are even producing the fifth generation of nuclear weapons.
As you know, Secretary Kissinger and Schultz and Senator Nunn have called for a disarmament in the United States, a drawing down of nuclear weapons. You're aware of that?
Who?
Where do we see the results?
Who fechar?
Where is the pressure? Where is the resolution? Sanction? Sanction? What are the sanctions? No sanctions.
But
you know,
in other words, you're saying
we don't have any problem with IAEA.
Then give them the information.
ما با آژانس مشکل نداریم.
We don't have any problem with the agency.
ما با دولت‌های مشکل داریم.
We have problem with those governments that have nuclear weapons themselves and they want to have the exclusive right to nuclear energy. Monopoly of nuclear energy. Even the ordinary men and boys on the streets know this. And the rest is only political game.
Here is what I hear from you. The world doesn't want to treat Iran fairly. It asks Iran to do things.
No, I didn't say that. Okay. I didn't say that.
من دنیا نگفتم.
I didn't say the world.
دو سه تا کشور.
There are a couple of countries.
اونا خودشونو دنیا میدونن.
They consider themselves to be the world.
اینا دنیا نیستن.
They are not the world.
دنیا خیلی بزرگه.
The world is much three? Larger.
Who are those three?
آمریکا.
The U.S.
انگلیس،
United Kingdom,
فرانسه،
France.
Consider themselves what?
اونا نمیخوان ما از انرژی استفاده کنیم.
They don't want us to use nuclear energy.
اونا اصلا از با پیشرفت ما مخالفن.
They oppose the progress and advancement in this country.
They do.
اونا اصلا چه کاره هستن که میخوان تعیین
تکلیف کنن؟
اونا چه ربطی داره؟
It has nothing to do with them.
چرا دخالت تو کار دیگران
میکنن؟ Why do they intervene in the affairs of other nations?
وقتی که ماهواره هم میخوان بفرستیم
When we send the satellites to the orbit, the American government opposes.
چرا ما نباید ماهواره داشته
باشیم؟ You're sending satellites into orbit. You are sending satellites into orbit. That's your goal.
بله.
Yes.
Yes.
What is the problem with that? Why the U.S. government opposes that?
I don't know.
They have opposed that.
They have expressed
a negative position regarding it. It's very bad.
You know why I think it is? Because they think you want to use this technology to create missiles that can deliver weapons. I think that's what they say.
خب این که آقای روزمان تعجب میکنم از شما. من شما را آدم منصفی میدونم. شما راجع به هر چیزی میتونید قضاوت اینطوری بکنید. فردا ما فعالیت های شیمیایی کنیم،
نیو
تکنولوژی بکنیم، همین. نانو تکنولوژی بریم، همینه. چه حرفی است؟ که هیچ ملتی نباید پیشرفت کنه. چون پیشرفت ملت ها علیه ماست.
Is to their detriment. That's wrong to say.
ما میتونیم ادعا کنیم.
We can claim have a claim against them.
Because
for 150 years they have oppressed our nation. They aggressed our nation. They supported Saddam Hussein. And Saddam Hussein used chemical weapons and Western governments supported Saddam. We are the claimants. We are the one that should have a claim. We are the one that
Not for them to tell us not to use nuclear energy.
Maybe in the future it will be used against us. I ask you the question, sir. What kind of a thinking, way of thinking is this among the American government officials that they consider the progress of other nations to be to their detriment?
With respect, your idea is sound. And you're right on your history as well. The United States has supported China, has a good relationship with China. China is prosperous and celebrating the Olympics, and the American president was there. So it's not fair to say the United States doesn't support progress. It does. Ask the Chinese.
You want to say that the progress of China is because of the support of the U.S.
No,
government?
No, not because of, but it does support it.
I'll put a question to you, sir. If a nation like the Iranian nation says that we do not need the support of American government, we want to move for our progress ourselves, to move forward ourselves, what should we do? We do not need the support and the help of the U.S. government. What should we do?
Because the world would be a better place if the Iranian government and the United States government and the British government and the Russian government were attacking common problems and not being fearful of each other.
Yeah, I do agree with you. I have no problem with that. I agree with you. We are prepared. The package that we have proposed contains the same thing.
Come and work with us.
Let us solve our common problems. We are ready. We are prepared on our side. And we have been very open and forthcoming. This is exactly what we are saying. Let us work on the common grounds that we have.
You
saw in Iraq we were very forthcoming and helpful. In Afghanistan we also helped.
How are you helpful in Iraq?
I stated 2 years ago for two consecutive years that I am prepared, that in the United Nations I am prepared to have this debate and talks in the presence of the media. These are very good, excellent opportunities, unique opportunities. But you saw what the response. What should a president do?
Okay.
I created golden opportunities for the U.S. government to change the conditions. But these opportunities were not tapped.
But we are now.
Should I continue with what we've done?
Yes.
I met with the members of the Foreign Relations Council in the United States. I was in Columbia University for 28 minutes. I tolerated but I did not insult anyone.
The slightest insult.
I spoke to the people of the United States with great respect. And even with America, I did not even insult the American officials. And I had dialogue and talks with the think tanks in the U.S. as well. These were positive measures and positive actions.
America is experiencing an election. Next week, the Democratic Convention will nominate Senator Barack Obama. What do you think of him?
We don't want to intervene really in the internal domestic politics and affairs of the United States. We like to see the people of the United States have the opportunity to choose themselves. But we have certain worries, of course. The rights of the people of the United States to choose is very much limited because they have to choose between the two political candidates for the parties. Political parties. But this is not really important. But the people, it's up to the people of the United States to decide anyway, to choose. But I have some friendly suggestions to those, to anyone who is going to be chosen as a president. We believe that anyone that will be chosen should change the policies and the approaches. The image of the United States in the world is a tarnished image. It's not a good image. Nobody likes to have the U.S. government, not even nations and not even governments.
And
many politicians do not say openly the things that they want to say to the American officials, but they tell us, and they know that they do not have like the behavior, the conduct of the American government, because the American government humiliates others, and this is not good for anyone. Anyone that becomes the president, first of all, they should solve the domestic problems of the United States. The problems the people of the U.S. face.
The military forces that the U.S. have brought, the bases that they have everywhere, they have to take them away.
The American government can speak for itself. We are in a process of choosing a new government. People on both sides recognize that America, like your nation, who we respect, has a history and has problems. No nation is perfect. That's why you have dialogue. That's why you have engagement. That's why you try to speak to each other in a constructive way. And you try to understand what it is the common interest and what your interest is and what is your security interest and what are your fears. And the United States, you too often, sir, with respect, seem to want to criticize America. Too often to criticize. You have reason, understand from your history, to say that. I know you feel it deep inside. And there have been occasions to feed that. But we have to look to the future. You need, many would say, to go beyond rhetoric and to go beyond attacks and to reach to, you know, I would wonder if you could consider that and whether a letter to the next president might be more collaborative and conciliatory rather than attacking America.
See, we have always been in a defensive position. We did not initiate any kind of attack against anyone. We only defended ourselves. You know, from the coup d'etat of 1953 to the downfall of Shah, the government of the United States has mistreated our people very badly. The rights of our people have been usurped. But when the revolution became triumphed, our leader, Imam Khomeini, declared that we want to be friends with all nations of the world, except two countries. At one time was the apartheid regime in South Africa, and the other one the Zionist occupiers. And both of them are racists. And Imam Khomeini, everything, he neglected, he overlooked the 27 years of relations and said, we want to have good relations with everyone. But the American government did not treat us well. They started intervening in our internal affairs. Those who assassinated the great personalities were given sanctuary by them.
Were supported by them.
Mr. Rose, you should see the building after here, the building next to this building here.
It was that
our president and prime minister were burned to death by explosion, incinerated. Became charcoal, and those who killed them were supported by the American government. Thousands of people in the Iranian on the streets were assassinated and killed, and terrorists were given support by the American government. Then Saddam attacked our country without any good reason. 8 years, they imposed war on us and bombed our cities. They used chemical bombs, and unfortunately, American government supported him. And then they imposed economic sanctions on Iran without giving any good reason. And today, you see, they oppose our peaceful activities. Why? We are prepared to abandon them. And this shows the great magnanimity of a nation. But the condition is to see a change in behavior.
ما از درگیری استقبال نمی کنیم.
We do not welcome confrontation.
ما از خودمون دفاع می کنیم.
We are only defending ourselves.
شما می بینید ما اصلا در مسائل داخلی آمریکا دخالت نمی کنیم.
We have never intervened in the internal affairs of the United States.
I understand and am sensitive to everything you just said, sir. But the future depends on going beyond that. And at the deepest part of you, you must understand that. As a man who believes in the things that you have said earlier, you must believe you have to go beyond that. Nations make mistakes. Your nation makes mistakes.
I do agree with that. I have no problem.
You have to go beyond that. And it is the responsibility of leaders to do that.
ما نگاهمون به آینده
است.
به خاطر همین من نامه دادم.
And it is for this reason that I sent a letter.
به خاطر همین نامه‌ای که من دستور
دادم. That is why I stated my preparedness, my readiness to have this debate in the United Nations. That for that reason I met with the members of the Foreign Policy, Foreign Relations Council in the U.S. If we are looking to the future, we want to put the past behind. And for that reason, we talked in Iraq.
اما در مقابل چی دیدیم؟
But what they have seen from the other side.
Nothing.
Okay. Nothing. Send the letter right now that you want to send to the next American president. Right now. What letter? What do you want to say to the next American president?
اجازه بدیم که ببینیم در چه فضای انتخاب میشه.
What will be the conditions? What positions they will take?
ما خیلی امیدوارم کسی که انتخاب میشه یه تغییر اساسی در رویکرد آمریکا
بده. فکر
میکنم خواست مردم آمریکا همینه.
This is also the wishes of the people of the United States.
مردم آمریکا از این تنش‌های
مسئولیت‌هاشون
دوست دارن دوست دیگران باشن.
And they want to be friends with others.
You know, there are many critics of your government, as you know. They criticize who can stand for election. They criticize, and you and I have talked about this before, they criticize, you know, restrictions on dissidents. They criticize your government for many things. Governments may commit acts that people criticize. You know, I come back to searching for common ground. There is also this. From your own government, this, you know who he is. It's the mayor of Tehran, a political opponent, yes, but a former Revolutionary Guard. He wonders if your rhetoric serves Iran. Your rhetoric about Holocaust, your rhetoric about Israel. He wonders.
خب
اوکی
داشته باشن در ایران آزادی مطلق
هست. Right. In Iran we have this absolute freedom. People can express themselves.
افراد دیدگاه‌های خودشون رو دارن.
And individuals have their own views.
آزادن که ارائه بدن.
And they are free to present their views.
کسی محدود نمیشه.
And there are no limitations imposed on them.
ممکنه دیدگاه‌ها با هم مخالف
هم. We may have differing views.
مشکلی نیست.
It's no problem.
چیز خوبیه.
It's a good thing.
آقای شهردار تهران هستن.
The mayor is the mayor of Tehran. He's respected and he's doing his job.
چه مشکلی هست؟
What problem is
it? He comes from the same political place you come from.
کدوم خواستگاه؟
Where political?
Well, conservative.
این تقسیم بندی هایی که شما
میکنید در ایران واقعیت نداره. Not really true in Iran.
شما اینجور تقسیم بندی
هستید. These are your interpretations of
divisions. در ایران اصلا این تقسیم بندی هستید.
We do not have these classifications.
ممکنه ایشون هم یه دیدگاه هایی داشته.
He may have his own views.
من دیدگاه هم متفاوته.
My views are different from him.
ما این تقسیم بندی ها رو نداریم.
But we do not have these lines and divisions. conservative and things like that.
Okay, fair enough. But Mr. Rafsanjani.
We had eight candidates for president.
Mr. Rafsanjani, who's been a candidate for president, as you know, says the Iranian economy is not in good shape. The Iranian economy is not in good shape.
This is view. What's the problem with that?
No problem. I'm just asking you to tell me what the story is. Is your economy in good shape? Are you producing enough oil?
Allow me to speak about the economy of Iran at another occasion, another time. But in Iran, there is serious competition, rivalries, and this is the election year this year. And people give their views. And there is no problem with that. It's natural. But our economic growth last year was 7.8%. growth in GDP, and the volume of trade, is growing very fast, 60% growth in investment. Every year you see these good figures, numbers, and growth. You can see for themselves, and people have, of course, their own views. There is no problem in Iran. The problem that you are saying is a problem. It's not really a problem. Every country has its own problems, of course. And the governments are there to solve the problems. If there is no problem, then what is the role of the governments? But that problem you think is not a problem. We are moving forward in different sectors of the economy, in industry, in agriculture, in trade, in scientific science, in space, nanotechnology, biotechnology. It's a living nation, vibrant nation, always trying to move forward. And we have our own position in the world, a position moving forward, advancing.
Will you run for re-election?
What do you think? Should I run for the election?
I think you will. And if you do, and are reelected, what do you want your legacy to be? Do you want it to be that you reached across boundaries, or that you simply could only remember the past?
You cannot live without the past. But you cannot live only with the past either. We are looking to the future. But if I come, I become president again, I will wait. Because I have done the things that I promised to do.
کارهای مهم.
Important things.
چند تاشو گفتم به شما.
And I mentioned a number of them.
ما همیشه دست دوستی دراز کردیم.
We have always extended the hand of friendship to others.
ایران معادل دوستی است.
Iran equals friendship.
واژه ایران یعنی واژه فرهنگ
Iran
و دوستی.
Iran means, the term Iran means friendship and culture.
ما هیچ وقت آغاز کننده هیچ جنگی نبودیم.
We never initiated any war.
I thank you for letting us come. There were many things that we didn't talk about, which you've spoken about before. Issues that I assume have not changed. I've gone a little bit long. I thank you for taking the time and give you an opportunity to address these important issues, as always.
Shalom Afarma.
I wish you good luck, sir.
Thank you. From Iran, a conversation with the president of Iran. Thank you for joining us. See you next time.